Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth with LifeOnFire.com. I'm here with my main man, Dr. Matt Hubbard.
Boom.
Boom in the house. And so we're at Wizard
Academy.
That's right. We've got all kinds of awesome things to share. Basically, we put on a mastermind with about 30 top-level entrepreneurs. It was a very private group, and we learned from two of the greats. Greats with psychology, communication, marketing. And we're going to break down exactly what we learned here at the Wizard Academy. So stay tuned, grab a notebook and a pen. You might even need two.
Get ready.
You might even need three.
Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here, and I'm a kick-ass business coach, and I'm on an absolute mission to help you find your purpose in life, to help you love what you do for work every single day, to help you be the rock star that you are meant to be, to make more money than you ever thought was possible, and to have more time freedom so you can actually enjoy the life that you're living. I'm here to help you set your life on fire.
So we are here at the Wizard Academy, and just a little of the background how this thing happened is that we're looking to get together with about 30 of just some of the top entrepreneurs. I mean, we've got people. We had, of course, Dr. Matt Hubbard. We're going to get into your story in just a little bit.
Come on.
But we've got, you know, we had Mike Koenigs here, Mark Anthony Bates. We had the guy who took GoPro from 600,000 in revenue and blew it out to...
I can't even remember what he told us, but
$100 million
it went...
Plus.
Big.
Yeah, he totally blew the whole thing out. So we just, what's great is that we got some of the brightest minds together in a very private, you know, setting here at Wizard Academy. And we all stayed here on campus. We got some really cool shots of what the experience was like. And then we had to learn from Dr. Grant and then Roy Williams, who is the Wizard of Ads. So part of this is about building relationships with everyone here. But the other part is about learning. And so what I want to do is introduce you to Dr. Matt Hubbard, a very, very dear friend and someone who I just have so much fun doing life with. Also my personal chiropractor, which is awesome.
Come on, keeping me straight.
Keeping me straight since December 2014. But
not straight enough.
Not straight enough. But yeah, we're going to share just some of what we learned here. There was so much content and information, and our minds were blown a little bit. And actually, we're learning from wizards. I mean, actual wizards. So we're going to share some of that content. But first, I'd love for you to share just a little bit about your background. And how did you end up here at the Wizard Academy?
Yes, how did I end up here? Well, first of all, I want to give you props and say thank you. One, because it was such a high-level group, which is... something that is a huge important thing to me to do is hang out with great, incredible thinkers of this world, mastermind your life, line up with people who have the same core values. And so thank you very much for...
Except for Glenn.
Yeah, I'm not talking smack about nobody. But
I'm kidding. Glenn's amazing.
Whatever he says. So, you know, I want to thank you because out of everyone that you could have brought, you wanted to hang out. So I don't know if you're just using me for adjustments or you thought I might bring something.
I got to stay in the straight, straight and narrow. So right,
listen, whatever it takes. So you can use me for adjustments anytime. By the way. So
that's good.
Yeah, my background is just a passionate chiropractor that loves life and wants to, you know, tell the world about kind of chiropractic and restoring health. But more than that, I just love to do life with great people. It doesn't have to be in the chiropractic world. It's just about stretching your mind. I love personal development. I love being around people that are on fire like this guy. And if we can challenge each other, I know that iron sharpens iron. And those are the type of people that is going to make me grow. And we know all growth happens outside the comfort zone. And even coming here, I'm thinking to myself, what am I going...
What is the Wizard Academy?
To Dripping Springs, Texas, to go to some Wizard Academy. And it's funny, on day one, Roy Williams, or day two, says, most people, they hear Wizard Academy, they check out. They don't even want to be a part of that. And I thought to myself, wow, I could have been that guy. And it made me think of how many times in life has there been just something that a word or a situation that I might not resonate with that maybe I've checked myself out of the game. So I was like, man, I am so glad that I stayed in. You know, we wrote checks to be here, but would it, if I didn't write a check to be here, say it was just a gift, would have I, you know, still showed up?
It's easy to back out of something like this.
It is. Yeah. So it made me look at everything in life as I'm not going to let something like a name check me out of that big, you know, to play big. So, man, coming up here, it's mind blown.
Popped.
Never the same.
Yeah.
So.
And I just want to say just one thing about Dr. Matt is when you think of Life on Fire, it's like the poster boy of Life on Fire. So our everyone that we hang out with, it's just like, you know, everyone regards you as just being really passionate and fired up. But it's like, to me, one of the coolest things, and I cannot wait. This is just a little seed planting for very soon we're going to be featuring Dr. Matt on an episode because he has so much wisdom to share about just, it's not just about, you know, advice as an entrepreneur, but just how you do life. And what's so cool is like you just, you live your life on fire. And that to me, that's having an abundance
of
wealth.
My favorite word.
Abundance. Yep. But also it's like of friends and love and your marriage and everything that you've got going on. And I think that it's like you're always having a lot of fun while you're working. You know, you're having fun. You're doing all kinds of trips and all kinds of cool stuff. So you definitely want to make sure that you stay tuned for the episode
for
with
the
Dr.
Cribs.
Matt. I think it's going to be awesome. We're going to be doing it crib style, you know, like the old school show.
Oh,
so
shoot.
It's going to be good.
Here we go.
So how about for, so walk us through just the experience from plane to showing up, just to take them there, just to bring them through the experience.
Yeah, yeah. So getting on the plane, you know, we left Wednesday morning. It was cool because I saw a couple other guys on the plane. I'm like, wait a minute, I know that guy. He's my Facebook friend.
Wait a minute. You know,
that guy's a high-level thinker on Facebook. Never met him, and that was Peter.
Yeah.
And it was cool, he's walking towards me, and then I realized he's going to the same place I am. I'm going to get to hang out all weekend with that guy. That's going to be epic. And then just the whole flight out here, just what do I want to get out? Asking myself, what do I want to get out of this weekend? And what would bring value home for me? Not just like what revenue am I going to make, what strategy am I going to get, but what's going to be relationships, what are some things I really want to, who do I want to connect with? I'm going to get to know Nick on another level, see behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm. And that's gotta just watch out behind my curtain.
Watch out behind that curtain. But just seeing all the different things of just who we're going to be surrounded by with and the relationships that are going to come of this. That was my number one thing.
And I think that that's super smart because how many times you go into an event without an intention and it just kind of just goes by and you don't really, boom, and just, that's it. Like, oh, what happened? Yeah. But I think that's super smart. So having an intention at the event. And then, so how about just the first session with Dr. Grant?
So no, I got to back up.
You got to back up.
We're coming out to this ranch. I get off. I'm like, what is this place? I mean, you pull in. It's like the Wizard Academy. There's a tower. There's like, look right there. There's a dude half naked just standing out there, a statue.
There's
we'll get a picture of that. I mean, there's just funky like statues and
Don Quixote everywhere.
A truck.
Sancho Panza.
A truck out of the middle of nowhere. We're staying at this cool little villa. All this
there
cool
are these
things.
Crazy wasps everywhere. So if you see me
ducking, yeah,
our camber dude just got nailed by one.
So
almost.
Yeah, here they come. Here they come. Oh yeah. Oh, so don't worry about us. If you see a scream like daddy's little girl, don't worry about us.
Is it on you?
Okay. B-roll. Go to B-roll.
Is it on me?
No, it's not on.
Dude, all of a sudden I'm going to get clubbed with like a 2x4. We got to keep
friend.
Going.
I'm your friend. I will protect you. I'm sweating now. Oh my gosh, don't go there.
Freaking
okay,
out.
There are big wasps in Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas. We learned that.
Including the wasps.
Yeah.
So, and the breakfast.
Yeah, and the breakfast.
And the wine.
So fast forward, just getting here was just totally trippy. And coming in on day one, just hanging out at this incredible place that's really about freedom and creative thinking. And when you can get in a place that's already creative, it gets the creative juices flowing. And I'm not that creative. So for me to come in this place, it's already set the environment up for me to succeed no matter what else I learned, which was epic. Because the environment I've learned is totally important.
And that's one of the things that they were talking about is that they actually designed this architecturally to foster innovation. So like, isn't that crazy? Like in that tower, and this is one thing that they said is like basic architecture is that if it's taller in height than it is in width, that having that kind of a high ceiling and portals, just open doorways, it creates more imagination. And so everything about this place is all literally designed to foster innovation and ideas and things, which is
super
cool.
Well, you already dropped one of the nuggets was portals.
Portals.
I mean, right now, we're just filming, and there's space here up. You're filming through a portal. And he went through movies and pictures, and he showed the power of portals and what that, and I'm like, okay, right there. Nugget, mind blown.
Portals.
Just the psychology of portals and what it can do for you.
And just so portals is interesting. It's like, it could be a doorway or a frame or like, and they showed a movie clip where it was like someone talking and then there was like a branch like this, but anything that separates us right now. So if we had like a window pane here, that'd be through a portal, but there's psychological benefits to it. And then also, I think just artistically it's cool. And then it's like, they show lots of examples of using that in photos and different things. But also, I think from the innovation and the way that the architecture is for when you're inside learning that there's lots of different portals and doorways and windows and all kinds of cool stuff.
Bottom line is we're gonna get 30% more likes on this video because we're filming through a portal.
Portals are just cool.
Or his
I mean,
face
bottom
is
line.
I don't know.
I mean, portals rock.
You know, I guess the good doctor speaking on Myers-Briggs and personality, that was just really cool because I've never done 9 hours of just straight up know your audience, know your people. And really the biggest thing I got out of it, I was thinking patience, I was thinking marketing, I was thinking all those things. But you know what I really got out of it? How can I be a better husband to my wife is really my biggest takeaway. Because I learned some
stuff.
I learned some stuff, baby, about how I can be better, a better friend.
Yeah.
I can be a better communicator. I saw two areas just with my little girl, how I can be a better daddy. That right there stuff.
So let's break down the Myers-Briggs a little bit. So I'm pretty big into the assessments, although I had never done this one. And Myers-Briggs is, I think it's the most popular.
It's
the oldest and the most legit. And so I've done DISC and I've done the Wealth Dynamics and PDP,
Done.
But what was so fascinating about this is that when we took the Myers-Briggs test, and we'll include a link to cpp.com, but basically, actually we have a contact at our church too.
Yep.
But when you take the test, it takes like 20 minutes and you go through, fill out all these bubbles, and it basically personality types you. And I think what's cool about that is you get to know yourself at a different level and you get to
see.
He's a giver.
I'm a giver.
I'm an EFNP. What were you?
I was the other EN. ENFJ.
ENFJ. And
I'm not judging.
But what happens is that when you understand that about yourself, it starts to leave clues into why that you do the things that you do, how to motivate yourself, why you think the way that you think. But then also what's cool is that when you know what someone else is, then you can understand how they think.
Yeah.
So the dude on the other side of the camera, Eric, is opposite. And you're what? You're
ISTJ.
ISTJ. And those are just acronyms for the different categories. So we're total opposites. That's why he gets stuff done. And I'm like the idea guy and not great with detail. But like, what would you say are some of the takeaways from that session with Dr. Grant? Because it was amazing.
It was very powerful. When he gives you a book this thick, just on four letters, you know it's serious. But I guess another great takeaway was knowing that you can be a couple things, but you could be borderline.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be, are you extreme E or are you mild E? Because then you might just be able to bridge other conversations easier. Whereas, you know, I realized some stuff about, you know, what my wife is. She's real strong in a particular one. I'm never going to change her. So why? Why don't I just learn how to communicate?
Exactly.
And not change who she is and make it better, just like with friends or business partners.
Yeah.
I could see how this would save so many business relationships if you just knew how to communicate. Just on the topic of maybe finances or investing, if you guys are polar opposite in beliefs due to your personality, it gives you all the questions to start asking your business partner, hey, what do you think about that? I'm like, okay, these questions to ask someone this personality type right there, gold.
And so just figure that, I mean, even just taking it yourself, you're going to walk away with just your own perspective on yourself, but you're also going to have way better communication with people around you. Because even if they don't take the test, you might be like, oh, they're an I, you know, they're an I, you know, whatever the acronyms. And so your communication will get better. But why does this matter? Communication in business is everything.
Yeah.
I mean, how you communicate, and that's why we did this, is because it came from psychology and communication. But then we now can think of how do we write for our audience? How do we communicate with your audience better? And when you know that, and you know this Myers-Briggs, it makes everything way more impactful. One thing that I thought was awesome is Two things. The first one is they try and, or they don't try, they do break your pattern. So when you go to an event like this, you normally come in, you sit, y'all face the front, and you have your two breaks, you have your lunch, and, oh, that one's a huge one.
Oh my gosh, that's the mama bear.
So they break the pattern. That's the mama bear. That's like a, it's a flying grizzly bear. It's pregnant. So what happens is that they purposefully break the pattern. So when you get in there at 9 in the morning, they all of a sudden bust out purple coffee, which is wine bottles. So next thing you know, you're all swilling some wine at 9 in the morning. But what happens is the context of the day is forever different because you just by the nature of having it there, whether you drink it or not, it just changes things. So they do all these things to break patterns because we get stuck in routines and things like that. So that was just interesting. And we're going to weave that into everything that we do.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? No. But outside of that, when about the Myers-Briggs, I thought what was so cool is when they lined us all up. So one of the first categories is E or I. So E was extrovert and the I was introvert. And then they lined us all up and we had about 30 people and it
on
went
an angle.
On an angle. And then it was like, who were the highest of the E's? And then it went down all the way to the I's. And what was crazy is that he's trying to, like, we're all talking, we're doing an exercise, and the exercise was to plan a party. And all of the E's were talking about boats and parties and rock bands and an unlimited amount of people and just crazy and fireworks. And I won't say what Glenn was sharing. And it was just nuts. And that's on the high side of the E's.
Yeah.
And what was so funny is, you know, as you go down,
it got tamer.
By the end, it got tamer. By the end, towards the eyes, it was about conversations. It was about, you know, six people max. It was like just a couple hand-selected people, and that was their version of their perfect party.
And last night, a bunch of eyes stayed back while the E's went out downtown.
It's hilarious. Yeah, we had you know, eyes just hanging in a small group, just talking with a little purple
deep conversation.
Purple nightcap coffee.
Probably generated $1 million last
night. Yeah, all the E's were out on the town and just went bonkers. And but when we were in the line, I thought was interesting is Dr. Grant, he was trying at one point, trying to get us to rein us back in to finish that segment. And it was hilarious because all the E's were still clamoring and talking and so freaking loud. And the I's were just patiently waiting. And they were, you know, they were acknowledging that he was trying to get the event started again. And the E's just kept talking and talking and talking. But
video.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Oh,
but for this guy, Dr. Grant, that could be very frustrating when all the E's aren't shutting up and they keep talking. But he knows that they're E's and he just has to communicate with them differently and rein them back in. So there was
good
just
for your
so
events.
Many. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So much good takeaway. So MyersBriggsCPP.com, or we'll leave a resource.
I got one other
thing on that. Yeah.
One of my big things was, he says, when you come to something like the Wizard Academy, how many innovators? Mm. That's an N.
Yeah.
Intuition. And so a lot of intuition people come to Wizard Academy. He says the thinkers won't come here because he says it rules them out. The minute they hear Wizard Academy, he's like, I'm not going to that.
Well, they're a bunch of Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Study
with a wizard. They all make fun of it. And it's funny, some of the posts I got on Facebook, because they were saying that they must be a thinker. But he said 70% mm-hmm. of the U.S. is thinkers and 30% is I, but they attract all the I's. And he said, how many of you are thinkers in the room? Four hands out of the 30. And he goes, yeah, that means someone made you come. And it was funny because guess what?
They didn't
want to come.
Yeah.
They thought it was going to be stupid. They thought it was going to be, and they were forced to come due to they got invited and all this stuff. But he says, that is 70% of the world. So here we are thinking we're the smartest people in the world. We're innovating. We're doing things. No. We're not even relating to our crowd. So how important in business is that?
Oh, yeah.
But and he says, you innovators need these four to make sure your ideas aren't ridiculous.
And it was like reining everything in our communication that like we would have a tendency to make things big or elaborate or almost complex in how we'd share it. Whereas people, the biggest segment needs it to be super simple and just clear cut and nothing cutesy about it. Just like,
what's this packet?
What's the meat and potatoes? And I don't want to know. Don't spice them up. Make it simple. So that was super cool. And then that night was pretty fun. So we did the tour of Scotland. So we do have a little bit of footage I'd like to roll right now, which was from the tour of Scotland.
Right. So, Sláinte.
Sláinte. Sláinte.
Yum, yum.
All right. So, in that room, it was called Toads and what?
Ostrich.
Toads
I was
and
thinking
Ostrich.
Toad the White Sprocket, but that's
a... And so, it's a private little little lounge bar, and you can't talk business. And they're starting a certified, they're going to be like certified sommeliers for whiskey. And so basically Daniel, who is the vice chancellor, just went around and he just shared, you know, all the different types of whiskeys and scotch and just gave us the tour of Scotland. So it was fun, but it was something, we learned something, but we were hanging out, getting to know people in a different setting, acting up a little bit. Did that, hung out back here. And then I'd love to dive into Friday, just what happened on Friday. Freaky Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Was super impressive. Roy Williams, you know, I had zero conceptual idea of what's going to happen. And this guy comes in, high energy, no BS, say it how it is. I mean, he's the Wizard of Etz. So don't tell him what works and what doesn't. And, you know, he's the most sought after guy for companies. He's the turnaround king. Someone will come in, say, you know, this is what I got. And he goes, all right, I'm going to put together. And I learned the most out of the diamond.
And that's good.
The diamond was, he went through TV shows. He went through some of the greatest, some of the brains that, like, let's give an example, is Winston Churchill. And he said, this is Winston Churchill's diamond. And he went through what the diamond was, polar opposites in certain areas. He's a conflicted individual, but that made everyone love him. And he went through why people loved him. And then he says, and then they came up with what movie character for Winston Churchill, and all they did was create a diamond and say, we're gonna create a cartoon movie character animation for Winston Churchill, and it was Shrek. And he went through all, and I was like, whoa. And he goes, here's how they've done it in TV shows. Sherlock Holmes, the new series, House.
So it's crazy. So if you ever think of House, and you think of the guy with the cane, and you think of what are his attributes, and it's like, you know, people are saying he's an a-hole. He's brilliant.
Yeah.
He's addicted to painkillers, and they describe all the quirks to him, and they have it in the diamond
medical
setup.
Genius.
And what's crazy is that the writers of that show, they did the same exercise and did the diamond with
Sherlock Holmes.
With Sherlock Holmes, and then created House off of that. And what's interesting is that when you think about the whole purpose of all this was about branding, and it was about storytelling. And what's interesting is when you think about, you know, your ideal customer and your avatar, it's like in your brand, it's like coming up with that diamond of the attributes, and then you can take that and find someone that's in either history or a celebrity, and you can almost create parallels so that you can think of it differently. And just running through that exercise starts to think of just branding very differently from that. It was powerful.
It was gold, man.
It was
gold. You can do this whole video just on the diamond. And then he went through, so that was one nugget.
Yep.
I'd say my other favorite nugget was Triz.
Oh, yeah, tell us about the Triz.
Triz, principle number 13. So he talked about how Ford Motor Company wasn't the first to the game in automobiles, but he was the first to mass produce automobiles. And so, like, they did hundreds of thousands of cars, where most were doing just hundreds of cars. How did he mass produce it? So he actually went and looked at a pig slaughter place where he went to Chicago, looked at pigs, and he took principle number 13 of a concept I'd never heard of, and I've actually contacted about three or four of my mentors to find out, and not one of them had heard of the principles of Triz, and it's because a Russian invented it, and Americans just think, if it's not out of America, it might not be worth anything. Here at Wizard Academy, they teach on the 40 principles of Triz, and honestly, it blew my mind. I bought the book. I was up reading late. Principle 13 was just principle of reversing something. So they started with a whole pig. They had all these people on a conveyor belt, or not a conveyor belt, but a thing all the way down, and they all knew how to do one slice. That's it. 100 people only knew one thing, one cut of the pig. But they took a whole pig, and by the end of this row, that pig was packaged and shipped out.
And in like 60 seconds.
It was like 60 seconds across the room. Whereas Ford said, I'm going to reverse it on a conveyor belt, start with not a whole product like a pig and put it to pieces. I'm gonna start with the pieces, reverse engineer it. Everybody's gonna do one thing and we're gonna come up with a car by the end of the conveyor belt. It was like reverse principle 13. And I was how many times in business if we had, the reason why Triz is so huge is there's only 40 questions or problems in the world. There's these principles that will answer every problem in the world. There's only 40 principles to every problem in the world. And no one's ever come up with, in 100 years, one more principle. They thought they have, and they realized it was a combination. So I was like, what? What?
So 40 ways to look at a problem.
40 ways to look at a problem.
What was interesting about that with the TRIZ and all that is that it's about thinking about things differently, and that's the whole purpose of being at Wizard Academy. And you know, Roy was talking about if you go to conferences in your industry, that's cool because you're hanging around with people, but we often have the same problems.
Yeah.
But when you go to a conference in a different industry, you're getting different perspectives. So basically, if Henry Ford kept hanging around all the other auto manufacturers to build a car, and he was like, I want to do, what was it? It was like a ridiculous amount. Like, I want to produce 500,000 cars a year. And that's like, that's insane. Like, that's not even...
It's impossible.
It's impossible. Yeah. And then that's when he looked at, you know, the principles of TRIZ, and then that's when he looked at other industries and found that, well, who's been doing this longer than we have? And took the concepts from... a pig going from being a pig to being in saran wrap and at your door. And he just reverse engineered that, thought about that differently. And that then shaped the Model T and the whole assembly line being radically innovated. So the takeaway would be go to an event and get around other people that aren't just in your industry. And I think that's what was cool here is we did it with Roy and the people, but we also had people, I mean, the dude that, you know, to GoPro and blew them out. I mean, we had people, you know, Amish with the meditation, we had you with Cairo. I mean, we had people from different walks of life so that the conversations, the innovation just became bigger. So what, anything else before we wrap up? Just any other takeaways from the Wizard Academy?
Yeah, you know, one of the bigger things was just watching it. I could tell this guy scratched the surface with us.
Oh yeah.
He scratched.
It was like an appetizer. It was like one hors d'oeuvre.
And I learned, you know what? He's brilliant at marketing and advertising. You know what he just did? He left us hungry.
Yeah.
He didn't feed us a big meal because we'd be content. Hey, I'll go back in a couple years. No. I want to come back next week. But okay. He left me hungry because he showed me the buffet. But he's like, oh, you can only have this. You can have this. But he went, I mean, I did get teared up a couple times, like the dad with the flashlight story. Mm. He created a thing that will connect with all four personality types, and he showed us how he wrote copy for it and how he connected with everybody. I got choked up. I'm thinking, like, I just got choked up over a dude with a flashlight and ACs. I'm like, how's that
possible?
Can
you describe that?
So he was just talking about how this kid wanted this to buy this business that was failing in Arizona. It was an AC manufacturer company, but this guy wanted to go buy it. It was failing, and he hired Roy to come in and said, how do I rebrand this so it's value, it will not fail? And Roy came in and wrote this copy how when he was a kid, and this true story, he would hold the flashlight for his dad while his dad fixed air conditioners at people's homes in Arizona. And they rewrapped the homes, and he had this story just saying, when my dad died, and I get choked up thinking about it, he knew that this company was the best. And I remember I had this emotional connection, and I held the flashlight, and you, our customer, mean a lot to us. And whenever you see us, we'll give you a flashlight because we care about you. And my dad says that this company, what was it, GOETTL, mm-hmm. Godel, ACs, they make the best, they're reliable. And you know what? Here's a flashlight from me to you because I bought this company because my dad loved this company. It was reliable. It was like the most touching story, and I just butchered it, gave it no honor. But I'll tell you, it was enough to move the entire room that, man, if I move to Arizona, I'm only going to buy that AC unit.
And and I think a lot of the takeaways from that is that it's about how you tell the story.
Yeah.
It's never about, like, and Roy kept saying, it's not about the freaking air conditioner, or it's not about the plumbing company that you have, or the chiropractic, or for us, business coaching. It's about the story as to why you do it. You know, and so that just makes you think about things differently than having the diamond of what are the attributes of our character in the story. And so it's just thinking about your brand differently.
Or your tribe.
And your tribe differently. Yeah. And what are you really creating? That's, you know, we always talk about, like, what's your movement that you're starting? But this gave a lot of perspective about how to teach that better and how to really weave in story. Because when you have an emotional connection from a AC company like that and you're getting a flashlight, you're going to keep going back. It's like one of our clients, Catherine Humphis, she was meal prepping and sending the food out to people. Well, her food that she ships is going to Feeding America, and she's literally feeding people. That's part of the story, as opposed to, oh, it's just a meal. It's just a commodity. Yeah. It's all the story. So think about weaving story into your business. So what we're going to do from here, This is the appetizer. This is the Dr. Matt teaser. Hubbard, the tease.
The teaser.
So we've got an awesome episode coming up for you. We're going to do the MTV Crib style interview with Dr. Matt, who's someone that I admire. I'm grateful to be friends with and blessed to have him in our lives. And it's going to be awesome. So we're going to break down just how he's created such rapid, crazy success and abundance and wealth. There's that word again.
Abundance
in his business, in his life, and just in all different areas, not just money. Abundance in everything.
And I gotta say, for this guy, I wanna give him props, because I've been around some great thinkers, and as you know, he's communicating with you, the family, Life on Fire. He is always a guy that I love being around, because he's going to pursue the best, greatest minds to bring back. The first thing you wanna do is, man, we gotta cut some video so I can share with my family. You know, what happened here? I want to get it while it's hot, while it's fresh. And I'm thinking to myself, who does that this day? Most people are here like, how can I go back? No. His first thing was, let's shoot a video. I want to bring the best material. And guess what? I know your next seminar, you're going to be dropping such knowledge that you learned from
it. You better watch out.
You're going to think it through. You got so much new content. And the first thing you want to do, you want to serve your people and get back to them. And not everybody's like that. I've been around some of the greatest coaches in the world. Very unique. You guys are very blessed. Be stoked. Because he wants to serve his community and sow into you, and he knows that's how you get abundance. Sowing into the people you love. So,
thank you, man. And that's the thing is, our mission is the more success stories we create, whether you're our client or whether you're just watching Life on Fire TV, that's how we measure success. And the cool thing is, it's not just about the number of success stories, it's the more people leaving their jobs, the more people that are breaking through to six figures, breaking through to seven figures. All that just builds up the Life on Fire movement. And we're super grateful to have you here today. Go to lifeonfire.com, join the conversation, pop on, drop a comment, say what's up, and we'll catch you real soon on Life on Fire TV.
No comments about my hair. I should have got a haircut before I came, so don't be piping off. The next interview, I'll be
man
looking
bun.
Good.
Man bun.
Yeah, that's
they're
it.
In right now. I don't know why
I'm
they're
doing
in,
it.
But
it's just a mess.
The man buns are
Texas
in.
Texas weather. I just want to clear that, because if I see one comment, I'm flipping hair, I'll be pissed. I missed my haircut. I'm sorry, Gretchen.
We'll see you guys.
I'm here to help you set your life on fire.